And now, the Goldbergs. Well, the Goldberg house was the scene earlier today of a quarrel that transcended, went far beyond any misunderstanding that Molly ever heard of. It was the clash between Edward Way and his former wife, an almost spiritual struggle between two kinds of bitterness and hate. Mrs. Way thinks her former husband is in love with Oriane, and he is. And she also thinks this feeling is returned, which it isn't. And so Mrs. Way is determined to destroy any opportunity that Way has for happiness. She has profound psychological reasons for acting the way she does. And Molly feels she ought to do something about it. But...
too bad Oriane has a headache.
Uh-huh.
Too bad, Mrs. Goldberg. Now, I find that a cold comfort to your head is very good for headaches.
No, Rosalie, are you getting your ice bag ready?
Yes, Ma.
What is it, a nervous headache that Oriane has?
It must be, Sam.
Sure, I could understand it. For a woman of her culture and refinement to be involved in a marital triangle, it's anything but pleasant, and so innocently involved. My powers of observation save me at all. It's Dr. Cater and not Mr. Waiter.
Oh, here, Ma.
Give me a ready. Is that you got enough ice in the bag?
I think so, Ma. Is Orion feeling a little better?
Slightly, I think. Where's Papa?
Inside.
Inside?
Dave, dear. I'll be in to you immediately. We'll play casino, dear.
Just tell Papa we'll play casino with him immediately. I don't want him to get to...
Papa knows you're busy, Ma.
Well, nevertheless.
Oh, if everything should only straighten itself out already. Mrs. Way leaves Lastonbury already and goes back to New York. Everything will be tranquilized. I'll be right down, Papa.
I'll be right down, dear. I'll be right down. I don't want Papa to get nervous.
Oh, all right, Ma. Don't worry.
Four marriages was like your mother's and your father's. The world would be a pleasant playground.
Because there's devotion and love.
Devotion and love, sure. That's the cornerstone for any lasting marriage. I'm so glad you agree with me, Miss Goldberg. If I spoke to your father...
About what, Seymour?
An increase of a promotion.
Oh, Paul?
Whose gloves are these, Rosalind?
Let me see.
May I speak to you, Mr. Goldberg?
Just a minute, Seymour.
Oh, of course.
Well, whose gloves, Rosalind?
I guess Mrs. Way must have left them.
That's
right. Her gloves.
Gloves?
Uh-huh. Mm. Mrs. Way left her gloves?
I'll take them over to the hotel for her.
Oh, she didn't leave for New York yet.
Tina takes them over. If she left, he'll bring them back.
Sure, that don't mind.
No, Seymour, because I have to go to the village anyway, so...
I thought we were going to play casino.
But, say, darling, your preference is rum, gin, anyway.
In running, Ma.
But I'd be like to say it already, please. Seymour plays better than anybody.
Not better than you, Molly. Come, get the card.
How long will it take me to go over and then get...
You're your... not going.
But the gloves are not ours, Jay.
So Seymour will...
Well, I don't mind.
All right, only I have to do shopping, anyway.
Rosie will do your shopping.
So who'll be in the house?
I'm home, no?
Yes, but you know, Orion is not feeling well, so... leave the gloves. Leave the gloves. Just leave the gloves.
Get the cart, Rosalind.
I'll get the cart. You go up, Rosalie, and see if Orion wishes anything.
All right. May I help you, Miss Goldberg?
Jake, dear, why do I want to go with the gloves, Jake?
Don't tell me. I know.
Oh, because I want to mix, huh? Is that what you want to say?
Exactly. And tackle the card.
I'm tackling. If I go with the glove, Jack.
You only gave me three cards.
Oh, excuse me, dear. To go and speak to Mrs. Ray just plainly and say that...
You have nothing to say to her.
I have to say that...
Why?
Because... But because he has to understand that Orion is not interested in Mr. Ray.
There again, I repeat. It's not your concern. Throw out the card.
My concern, Dick.
my concern, Dave, because I want to go over to speak to her, but before Orion goes over, maybe if I can...
Play me a card.
Jake, you play.
It's my turn.
Your turn. Rosalie? Uh-huh. How does Orion feel?
A little better, Mom.
Where are you, Miss Crowbank?
I'm in here, Seymour.
Oh, I was looking well over for you.
Rosalie, go over to see if Mr. Ray is by Martha.
Molly?
Look, can I tell Mr. Ray to...
Rosalie, put on your coat.
Yes, Paul.
And take this glove and go over and give them to Mrs. Ray.
Jake, in
the pie. Take the gloves, I said.
Do you want to go, Mama, with me, Mark?
Pie is speaking, not Ma.
Yeah, I'll accompany you.
Are we playing cards or are we not?
I'm tasseling to wear the gloves.
Here, Olga.
And Rosalie, ask...
Ask her nothing.
Yeah. Good night, Mr. Goldberg. When you're feeling better, I have a question to ask you.
When I'm feeling better.
Yeah, of course.
Goodbye.
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 Goodbye, Paul.
Bye.
I couldn't go over and two steps. I'd been to the hotel. I would talk to Mr. Reagan. Play me.
I played. It's your play.
Didn't care if it was Orion. Wasn't gentle like a china closet.
Play, please.
Mrs. Ray has to say something to somebody. Let it be to me. If I ran over and if I spoke...
Molly, stop before I lose myself.
Before I lose myself. Find myself. Myself. Play out. Play out.
All right.
I would bend over, I would spoke one woman to another woman. This is she must tell her the gloves. This way, I would bend over, I would know she's going to New York, she's not going to New York. Play.
Well,
here's it. Oh, just because. I got to do shopping anyway, I ain't got a napkin in the house. I ain't got a banana in the house. I would go to the village,
Go to the village.
Play. Very well. Susima walk in the hotel with the gloves. And it's not her gloves. You didn't even let me see the gloves. After all right. Oh, Orion? Why did you get up, Orion? Why didn't you stand under the ice bag, why?
I can't sleep. I'm going over to see Mrs. Way.
Orion?
I'm going to tell her she's absolutely mad to think there's anything between Mr. Way and myself.
And if there is, what of it? She's not his wife anymore.
Jake, please.
There is nothing. She hates him, and all she wants is to make trouble, to keep him unhappy.
All right, please, Orion, please.
Mrs. Ray spoke to Mr. Ray. Mr. Ray spoke to Mrs. Ray. He told her. She told him she's leaving for New York now. Why should you start anything now?
Exactly. Let her alone, Orion.
But she's making everyone feel so bad and upset. I feel that I am the center of it all, as if it were my fault, because I am here.
Why should you feel that? She's going back to New York. Everything will be straightened out. Let her be gone already. And that somebody's at the door. 1 minute, Orion, please. Whoever this it is, come upstairs. You don't feel that, come upstairs.
I don't want her to go. Let me go. I'm a little older than you. Listen to me, better. Come, darling. Jay, dear, you open the door. Whoever it is, Orion has not seen me. That's what I had. Let me already. And make it very brief.
Come in.
How do you do?
How do you do?
I'm sorry to disturb you, but the madam left a pair of gloves here and...
We have already sent them back.
Oh, thank you.
How do you do?
Oh, I'm so sorry to disturb you, Mrs. Goldberg.
That's all right.
I told the gentleman that the gloves are already on their way back.
Yes. Mrs. Way in the car.
No, Mrs. Way is at the hotel.
Will you drive me over, please? And please, Mrs. Way is getting ready to leave.
Oh, no, we're staying. Mrs. Way just made arrangements to stay on indefinitely.
Molly now suddenly realizes that this is serious, far beyond her expectations. Just what Mrs. Way intends to do, just how she can affect Way's future, and in that way Orianne's, though Molly can't say. But Jake can, and he will.